It's been more than 2 weeks since an American soldier patrolling the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan was shot and wounded by a Pakistani border guard. Tensions along the border have eased since then, but U.S. troops based in Afghanistan are continuing operations along the mountainous frontier under a policy which they say allows them to enter Pakistani territory in pursuit of enemy soldiers, NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
On December 29th, an American soldier suffered a head injury when a rogue Pakistani border guard opened fire on a U.S. patrol. An American warplane retaliated with an airstrike against what was later claimed to be Pakistani territory. In the aftermath of what's now being called an isolated incident, a U.S. military spokesman said U.S. forces were authorized to make incursions into Pakistan in cases of hot pursuit of suspected Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters. Pakistan's government has repeatedly denied that there was ever such an understanding between the two governments. Foreign Minister Khurshid Khasuri.
From the word go, from the first day, it was clearly understood that all operations within Pakistan will be conducted by Pakistan Army and Pakistani police.
Since the fall of the Taliban, opponents of the U.S.-backed government in Kabul have waged a low-level guerrilla war along the mountainous and historically lawless frontier between Afghanistan and Pakistan. For the U.S. troops stationed there, December was a bloody month. One soldier, Sergeant Stephen Chaco, was killed in a skirmish with unidentified gunmen, while a special forces trooper suffered serious injuries as the result of one of the dozens of poorly aimed rockets that are fired at U.S. forces every month. American and Afghan officials say the rebels have been hiding on the Pakistani side of the border, and there have been calls on Pakistan to do more. But Pakistan's foreign minister says over the last year, his country has taken unprecedented steps to increase frontier security.
For hundreds of years, border has not been patrolled at all. For the first time in 150 years, that is the level of our commitment to war against terrorism. Pakistani troops have entered the tribal area. Even the British troops didn't enter there. That is the level of our commitment. It's never happened in the past.
Some 60,000 Pakistani soldiers are now said to be patrolling the tribal areas, a region where fiercely independent ethnic Pashtuns refuse to accept the authority of the central government. Pakistani journalist Rahimullah Yousafzai says due to the rugged terrain and the tight tribal links uniting the Pashtuns living on both sides of the frontier, it will always be easy for guerrillas to launch cross-border raids.
It is so long and porous, and even if Pakistan deploys double the number of troops, I don't think they can still check the movement of people across the border.
A recent visitor to Sarsobee, one of many remote cross-border smuggling routes that are forbidden to Westerners, saw a steady stream of travelers and merchants crossing on foot and on horseback between the two countries. The several dozen Pakistani and Afghan troops stationed there didn't bother checking passports. Instead, Pakistani soldiers demanded 500 rupees, less than $9, from each person entering their country. In the meantime, last month's U.S. airstrike in the border region is playing into the hands of Pakistan's hardline religious politicians. They have long accused President Pervez Musharraf of sacrificing Pakistan's sovereignty by supporting the U.S. war on terror. Siraj ul Haq, an official with the newly elected Islamist government in Pakistan's northwest frontier province, says Musharraf is cooperating with what he calls American terrorists.
In Pakistani perspective, when we're looking this whole game, intervention of the U.S. Army in Pakistan, we are seeing that act as a terrorism act in Pakistan.
The U.S. military has not retracted its earlier claim of hot pursuit privileges into Pakistan. U.S. officials have instead avoided discussing the subject on record, saying only that American forces have increased their cooperation with Pakistani authorities along the border. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Islamabad.